War and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. It's April 23rd, 2017, and it's a three-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I want to, welcome the new listeners, and I appreciate the messages that I've received around the world for. There have been quite a few from around the world concerning some of the medical clinical trials that I've helped set up for people. And a lot of times it's a lot of luck to have a person alive at the other end, because usually what happens is that you hear about people. You know, I have the prayer wheel, the 28-day prayer wheel, which is a 28-day cycle in the body, and where you rejuvenate all your organs, and then you urinate out your cells. And it's quite expanded now. These are people that have been harmed by the water, and other aspects of medicine, law, and politics that we have on Parker Pathways are not politically correct, and there are other aspects of dimensions of advancements of things which sometimes can change your worldview as to what you believe and what you wish to do. And I always have said that if one were to think about it, that being alive on on the planet is not the only point. It's the idea of the cosmic developments of things that affect your soul and your body. And if you realize, and just putting this out there, that if you feel that your soul is in training, you have a separate from your psyche, you may have an alternate way to, in the real world, to really understand the life lessons and the blessings that come, to take out, let's say, worshiping in such a way that you miss the whole point. And that's what just before your time was part of my world of terms to get ready for today's program, which is taking quite a bit. We became more global this weekend. I'll go into that. But I've always carried around with me some old Norse myths, the mythology of the Vikings, there's the Viking view of life was that there was no need for hope if you have heart. And the narrations of the formation of the classical myths, of the old Norse myths, were a form of humor. You had, if I remember it all correctly, it was the red bird, the beard of Thor, the bruiser, and he wasn't too bright. And then there was a one-eyed Odin, I believe, a very bright, but indeed not, he wasn't to be trusted. And then, of course, there was Freya, a very most beautiful female with a mind of her own, and Loki, who was an adopted child, and it was the god's go-to man when there was trouble, but usually Loki was causing a lot of the problems. And then it was always a question in the mythologies, if Odin couldn't be trusted, is that he actually fatally betrays his own champions. And there's a poem written about Odin that is asked why he turned on his favorite. And the scribes who have written these myths to preserve them say that Erika Bloodaxe, the king of York, replied about Odin and says, quote, this is the way it's written in Norse language, Odin sanctus apontie, oh, because it's not true, the grave wolf watches the homes of the gods, unquote. And I believe this is where our world is right now, in the Valkyries and Valhalla, in the great wall, the hall of the slain, ready for the Ragnarok at the moment's notice. And that, it really comes forth when you consider that yesterday was the White House War on Science March, and the idea is to question empirical evidence and in science. And there's a lot of people who have talked about how President Trump is using science that he doesn't want to approve of, and putting it in those terms when they write about the March on Science and what they think the president is doing. But there's a movement under that is to actually prevent scientists from talking. You have the Department of Agriculture and the EPA have ordered their scientists to stop speaking to the public. The Centers of Disease Control, the CDC, which is really the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it canceled a planned conference on the health impact of climate change, and the concept of ordering or in suspending all grants and contracts from the EPA, and then ordering the review of all scientific work by political appointees. Now, along that thread is the idea to say that scientists shouldn't be worried about which political party is in power. That seems to be one of the themes. And from the people who are attacking the president, I think I have seen from a lot of the university literature that such statements, quote, is rarely has it mattered who is a political, if it's a political matter. There's a long tradition of bipartisan support for science and a fact-based worldview. Now, taking all that and to be said, the world that I know and have been involved in on some very high-level issues. So let me just take let's give you an issue. There was a some time ago, about 2 years ago, there was a there were some skull and bones found of which has been considered an alien skull. It was found in Chihuahua, Mexico. And when the way Uncle Sam works with people like me, if you read my bio on RBN, you'll see that we're involved in various forms of very advanced form of expertise as, you know, as a master for judges and pertaining to the water and other aspects of life forms. And the skull has been looked at a lot, of course. It's been ionized cryptography. It's been molecular bombarded with formations of nanoparticles for the determination of potential what the nerve system of the brain would look like. This is, as an alien skull that has humanoid characteristics, this is a 103rd one that's been discovered over the past 50 years. Most of them are hidden in the basement and of anthropology museums and being studied. But they wanted very quickly. And I have another name I go by with Uncle Sam, but the thing is, that, you know, get the number. We have something we want you to see very quickly, if you don't mind, you know, that type of story. That's the way they treat me, you know. They figure that I can't even sit down and have a good cup of coffee, that type of story. That's the way it's been for years. Take a look at this, you know, and I took a look at this. This is before airtime, before we're going on air here. So, I mean, and what I saw did not surprise me at all. There are microscopic ridges of a second brain within the other. Now, keep in mind that the alien skull is weighs as a skull itself, approximately right to the nose of 76 pounds 3 ounces in English weight. The tooth and the eye and nerve structure is all humanoid. It would take, the size of the skull would be about half the size, a visualization for you, about half the size of an average mattress to give you an idea, you know, of the structure. So I made my comments, and of course this kind of apertural kind of skull formation is found on even forms in the cosmos. Now, I've always felt it matters a lot who is in power. Your grants and proposals are based on your political connections in the government. It's been that way for years. In the old days, you had to go to Washington and personally see the person in that department to see if you would be considered for a contract or proposal. The kind of science which people want to place forth and change has to do with the idea of the money and the process of how much you're worth. For instance, in the death penalty, which, by the way, the Congress is, you know, since they're not in session, we're coming back, have changed. I had this information in February of this year in my shows about the death penalty, Independent Payment Advisory Board, where Congress secretly at that time wanted to not make changes for 3 years to the death penalty. I had two shows on that. I received the greatest backlash from Uncle Sam that you could believe. Of course, I get bigger ones because of the contamination of the human organs from recycled water and fracking water and plus drinking water itself. and from the lobbyists, and of course in the food contamination, particularly in fruit. So the idea here is to the socialists who are in the Congress at this time are enforcing the idea of the death penalty extending 3 years. The metrics on how much a human is worth is 1.2 million at that time. That's your gathering point of if you live or die beyond the age of a certain thing. I remember I had those two interviews with Dr. Emanuel, who wrote the death penalty, and from his Atlantic Monthly article that you die at 75. It's coming now is that the a cadaver of a human right now is worth approximately $11 million. The reason for that is that those are not the metrics that you put in based upon your life metric skills and your ICD-10 codes, which are the codes made by medicine to determine your disease. So these are contractual points of life and death that are researched in science. It's not the climate change, which is really weather. There's a difference between weather and climate change. And the fact of working this through is that you end up with attempts as to what you save on the Earth. Now, looking at this particular alien skull, it became apparent that, and it was already dated, it lived for, this particular alien lived for 705 years. Of course, this is a tie-in with the undersea cities, which had been found a long time ago, and more are being found. One was just found last week. Another one, for the large size of entities on the Earth. And so you ask yourself, what parameter within your genetic code is determined to save the metrics, and which government, well, what political party is going to be able to accept what people are trying to reject based upon the carbon footprint, and how forester of this real world discussion we're having right now is not some pack of the fancy. This has to do with every one of us. And do our objectives change based upon the politics of the determination of a new genetic code? Well, that's already been taken care of by the United Nations, which I'll talk about after the break. There's going to be a meeting on May 9th, 2017 in Washington, D.C. It's called the Washington Conference on the Americas. And it's called the Americans, America, and the New Washington. It's based upon goals, of economic goals of survival. What are the prospects for the development of trade based upon genetic predispositions? Do you see how science and economics are new? What do the foreign policy objectives align around the Americas, or for the South American and America and the new White House? So it's called the New Washington. And what are the collaborations? The companies that are involved in co-sponsoring of the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, or the Department of State, four banks, one of them Citibank, P&G, Sempra Energy, Freeport-McMoRan, Chevron Oil, Shell Oil, and the basic structure of the new United Nations representatives, of which there are 1,600 of them that will be there to represent each potential race on the Earth. This meeting will cover 47 countries based upon the Americas, which will be redefined, which I talked about on the second year of my tenure here at RBN. And my poster presentation will be the concerning of what I'm going to be talking about on the opening of this show today. And also, there is a determination of what I'm going to be bringing up in the poster presentation is, can we synthesize nature to sustain the biodiversity and not change the water? It's something for you to think about, and I've been talking about it for a long time, and it has to do with the intellectual property and the biopiracy of species on the earth to determine the developing nations, how they want to change the indigenous populations that are exploited by companies that patent what is called traditional knowledge. March Against Science would destroy traditional knowledge. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now
thank you for being aboard. And you take what is called the Nagoya Protocol on access and benefit sharing of genetic resources. And this has to do with science. You see, in other words, if they can take out and have people believe in climate change in a different way, then you can affect, you have the answer of what I brought up before the break, is the intellectual property of what can be used to be used in the biological diversity. So there is a clearinghouse on the Gaia Protocol, which is established as Article 14 of and Article 18, Paragraph 3 of the Convention of the Nagoya Protocol that matches out the United Nations 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development. Now, the idea of the clearinghouse is to facilitate the Nagoya Protocol by saying that the legal certainty and the procedures for benefit and monitoring genetic resources along the timeline changes, including the internationally recognized certificate of compliance, by hosting actually what they call the relevant regardings of opportunities are provided of genetic resources associated with traditional knowledge. Now, Nagoya Protocol said, what is traditional knowledge? Now, I say to you, if you do not accept the formation that there were form of different alien lives that lived on the planet, which affect our matrix of real-world chemistry, and you have a 150,000-year cycle of climate, but you want to save the genetic propensities so that you can have that, you know, expressed in such a way that it can be seen or taught or saved to develop what is called a different biodiversity. The question now comes, if I were a person and say, well, I want to be an independent, or I want to be a Republican or a Democrat on April 23rd, 2017. I've just had thousands of people, 160-some cities around the earth, march and say we want more science and we want, of course, it's more money. But how are you going to get the money if you're not in the really, you know, the process of a political party? It's the way it's been done the whole time. They say, well, we're going to wipe out that information. Well, then what do you do in terms of saying, well, which part of the convenience of the information you have, let's say, from this alien skull? This is an example, which will change forever the concept of how brain formation occurred. And I'm an advisor to the Brain Project, and which was signed by Obama, by the way, and which is astounding that he signed it, actually. But the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity in Cancun, Mexico, it was December 2016, discussed the biodiversity losses and how to protect the endangered wildlife and other species. Will not recognize alien species, and therefore they want to change and save the genetic code for everyone to research, but who owns that? So the United Nations is saying under the Nagoya Protocol, which is a form of science, when these people march out there at 160 cities, do they realize that beyond the science, you have what's called synthetic biology? And this is the formation of de-extinction that's garnered the process of saving certain genetic codes. Then the United Nations has decided within, you know, the science march to say, well, we have to have more science. We want the process. Yes, they don't recognize the religions that recognize the soul, mind, or developmental reincarnation, which was part of the Passover. Now, there was a genetic code for you if you wanted to promote it as synthetic biology in the real world. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Now, taking in the context of suppressing science as marchers all in 160 cities did yesterday, the idea of, you know, President Trump suppressing science based upon various types of avenues of belief systems, and that's the theme. Now, if you want to change the process of climate change, we'll talk about that in this three-hour program, but the idea here is you have to have a legal premise to do that. Now, you know, you just can't come into a court and say, well, I'll give you an example, like Chesapeake energy, which came up, you know, with the first fracking water contaminations, which contaminated over now the fracking water itself with the combined radiation and development. It's been estimated now about 1/8 of the world's water supply is unusable and will not be retrieved for maybe, well, when I first started on RBN, the wells from MTBE and the process of the other NDMA, which I talk about, in chloramine causes health damage, which is on the home page of RBN, and you can mail that. You can use that. That's been nominated 4 times by the Nobel Prize Committee on Health Journalism, which I didn't know existed, of course. But the thing is, where we are here is the fact to say, well, it's okay for Chesapeake Energy to have their net debt in billions based upon preferred shares or leases, or you use bond levels or bond loans less cash. That's okay, see? But we're going to take out the science of it, of the contamination. So where is the contamination from Chesapeake? You have the Eagle Ford Shale in Texas, which is on the southwest area of Texas, which has six rigs. You have the Mid-Continent of Chesapeake. You've got four rigs in the northern part of Texas. In Colorado, you have the Powder River Basin with two rigs. You have the Marcellus Shale with one rig. It's based on the northeast corner of the United States. You have the Lethal Utica Shale, which has two rigs. You have Hynesville Shale, which is three rigs, which is on the southeast tip of Texas. Now, the Marcellus, the Utica Shale, and the Hynesville Shale are pumping gas, all right, which we have more of than we need in terms of supply, which is changing the price of oil. You have the oil rigs, or the Powder River Basin in Colorado, which is decimated, actually, the aquifer coming into the Flow River. The Mid-Continent rigs in Texas and the Eagle Ford Shale have already contaminated in comprehension with the, with Oklahoma's disruption and earthquake system of fracking, which has caused the earthquakes and the sinking of the earth to take away the aquifer, which is completely poisonous at this point. You combine that with the sinking of the middle part of California, which is a growth area. There will not be food grown there. It's estimated, which gets back to the year now. When I started on the chloramine and the contamination of the wells, those I interviewed over, I believe I have the actual people. I did almost a year's research with the medical peer review of tests on humans for cancer, and there was about 900 peer review medical studies the government had done on the American people, on the British people, on the French people, and every engineer matched up, about 800 engineers. They all said just very close to the same thing. The wells that are capped out in America as we stand now, when I started 10 years ago to expose on the world stage chloramine in the drinking water as a sterilant to depopulate the pilot, which was done by Dr. John Holdren, as a science and technology czar for President Obama. And he had already proposed putting sterilants in the drinking water. He did that in 1995. Now, that all being said, the year time frame was 1,500 years. That was the average from 900 coming engineers on the basis of the water and its contamination from chlorine alone. Gas and oil pump to retrieve out on the poisonous waters and the elimination of food supply in this country alone, we're not even talking about Africa or China or Russia on the food paradigm, it's called. In this country, on the contamination of the water supply, runs about 500 years. Most engineers, if they were honest, that's what they would tell you. And they do that on real-world figures based upon what they can perceive. So let's go back to the March on Science. In 166, we take that parameter and you say to yourself, well, what is the basis of it? Why we want more studies on the genetic diversity? Well, you can't do that in the United Nations. Has said already that you are not capable of doing that because the biodiversity of genetics is based, controlled by the genetic selection. So this means that the medical care on CRISPR, which is a technique to break the gene system from your chromosome in order to create a new chromosome link within your chromosome palette for your suspected change to help you with your outcome on what are called personalized biomarkers in medicine, are now challenged. So the people, if you want to look at it, in the real world, the people that are talking about going and marching to get more science, in terms of the same way, they want their project. Now, who's going to put that out unless you have the right party? You can have all of the system that you want. The Democrats have been, for years, been very highly socialistic. We should have caught on years ago. But, you know, when even I was fooled, and I know it. I know these people. There's some that are still there in the Congress. The Republicans have always been on a monetary thinking of is putting forth. You remember the Republicans are not allowed to vote on Obamacare. The only person that really saw the actual draft was Senator McCain, and who interfered his presidential run, by the way, to go in the underground tunnel on the railroad to go in the secret meeting. Well, if you take that, scene in the process of that, why did the government pass Public Law 10585, which gives the government the authority to test biological warfare agents in the air and contrails? Why was the government given the test diseases in the air by contrails? Informed consent is needed in that bill, and informed consent is when they give notice to Congress. Now, I want you to very carefully understand what I've just said. In other words, if you have the march against science, in the term we have more science and we want to suppress scientific information, then are we taking scientific information based upon the determination of life expectancy or biodiversity or the development of the real-world system of how the water itself is treated? I'm asking you. Now, what you're facing, what you're facing is by the year 2020, the way it's going to go, if you like it or not, is life vaccines. It's expected it's going to be a possibility of about 170 vaccines in your lifetime by 2020. Now, the whole process of this is to, you will carry a magnetic card with your codes of your medical record and the death panel on your card, like a credit card. You will not be able to buy food. And especially, I find it fascinating that I know President Nixon was ahead of his time. Sports events was where he was accurate in determining people's mood and the process of this. But you will not be able to go into a sports arena without your magnetic card, which can be in the chip in you, or it can be in, because the chips have already started to be planted in you. And the reason they want the Obamacare, or the death penalty extended for 3 years, they tell the public, you know, it's awful, really, what they say to the public and say, this is what we're doing, you know. It's not what they're doing. The whole thing comes down to the fact that they want to extend for 3 years so they can put under the process within that card the process of your metric of how much you're worth. And I want you to carefully understand what we're saying. If you remember, three shows ago, I was talking about the United Nations 41-7 concept of bringing in America 100 million refugees. The real figure is around 500 million, but they won't tell you that. Now, in the process of this, and you weigh the information that you've just received in the past 40 minutes, the Paris Climate Agreement, however, it says to remove affordable energy. So, in other words, the idea of putting the emissions down to 0% is really what Bill Gates wants. And that was one of the basis of the march yesterday. If you really look at it, it's not, and you can't get energy from oil for energy or heat. Now, this is going to be in the Agenda 21 Club of Rome, where no oil, no way to get heat, as a 2030 goal. Now, if you were to look around and see how this goes, you ask yourself, why? And I didn't purposely go out and pick on any. I didn't pick on New Mexico, but the New Mexico is a classic case, is a test case. It's always been that way for the labs there, which I'm very intimately and know about. And the process of like they, some investors who wanted me to get involved in the demonstration city in New Mexico, where they could have a simulated city for the electromagnetic cars. And of course, this goes along with to build a simulation city in New Mexico to test these things. But you have the brain to brain communication, which I talked about last month. About this has already been done, by the way, where there have been species of monkeys that can communicate with each other by brain, and put this into a computer. In fact, one monkey, at this point, just a few weeks ago, was able to write a complete sentence, a human sentence, and the facet of this is going to be more apparent as our show progresses today. But the whole point is that New Mexico doesn't have any product, you see. So the only thing they have as their product is oil and gas. Now, unknown to the public and kept away, this is interesting, you see. Interesting because you have $13 billion in the past 9 months the multinational energy companies have placed in New Mexico on only assets in the state's oil and gas. That's why they're buying up all the property in New Mexico. And these investment bodies cover Russia, China, Japan, Yokostan, France, which is on the... And this is the interesting part. They're having the big vote in France, and who's going to run their country, and they want to stay in the European Union as their motive about things. So you have the lady there, Pond. She goes to meet Putin, and he's romanced out by her. He says, "Oh God, French lady, coming tonight." Yeah. They want to have the terms of the matching, and they've bought into Mexico. The Tuesday rating at Standard & Poor's Global Ratings on the credit rating produced the economic output for New Mexico, pointing to the oil and gas mining sections. And Texas, you have the Texas-based EOG resources. You have ExxonMobil, Marathon Oil, and you have, even though the oil is at $50 a barrel, so they're buying up New Mexico as fast as they can, and the value of land in that Permian Basin, it stretches from the Texas-New Mexico border, and the acreage in New Mexico is going for twice the amount that the companies paid back in September. When we, when this first came across my rabbit path. So they're restructuring themselves. The Houston-based research company, PLS Incorporated, is handling all the Russian material coming in. So the people in New Mexico that run the state you know, they need money, so they're increasing taxes on the people that live there, and that's just a fact. So the New Mexico has the number of new oil rigs in New Mexico will exceed Texas and almost do right now. And the monthly lease sales is expected into the tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars. And so you have the northwestern New Mexico. They just love it that Houston-based Hilcorp Energy is buying up $3 billion in natural gas assets from ConocoPhillips. And, of course, they don't realize when that goes, they have no chance to save their soil, their water, or even their income. We'll see you at the other end of the line, 800-613-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell
for anyone, way beyond what we're discussing, a mesothelioma or anything of that sort. We are talking about way back. Remember when we were talking about the formation of the earth and the formation of the basic, what was called the soul? Every mythology that's ever had in terms of what's called the cosmic myth, which I've been trying to get on my show for months, and I run out of time. But I'm going to tell you something. The configuration of that chemistry in the diamond dust will change your body and destroy your lung. We'll see you at the other end of the break on the second live hour of Parker Pathways. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And thank you for being with us for three live hours on Republic Broadcasting Network, Parker Pathways.
I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you will have in the time of your life.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.